This is Making Sense in the Media. I'm Mary Shedden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. Businessman Donald Trump and the media have had a rocky relationship since he jumped into the presidential race nearly a year ago. It reached a new level this week when the Boston Globe's editorial page created a four-page fake newspaper based on his current political stances. They predicted something that they don't like, a Trump presidency. For his part, Trump was not amused, as you can hear in this clip courtesy of Reuters News.
How about that stupid Boston Globe? It's worthless, sold for a dollar. Did you see that story? The whole front page, they made up a story that Trump, they pretended Trump is the president.
Kelly McBride, we've known each other a long time and have been talking about the media for years, just not on the radio. So tell me, why did the Boston Globe editorial staff decide to do this?
Well, they decided to do it because they are trying to call attention to their stance on a Trump presidency. And if you want to sum up their stance, it's no way, no how this would be horrible for the country. Now, this is not the Boston Globe, the entire newspaper. This is the editorial board of the newspaper. And this is what editorial boards do. And they felt like they weren't being heard. So they decided to join the 21st century, which is the age of fake news, and dummy up a fake newspaper of what it would look like if Trump was president.
Why is this getting so much blowback?
Well, it's really unusual for a standard newspaper, a respectable newspaper, to create fake news. We see that a lot in this age. There's all sorts of The Onion, you know, the Jon Stewart show pioneered the format, but you don't see traditional newspapers doing that. And so a lot of people think, oh, here are traditional newspapers sinking to a new low. But there are a lot of other people, myself included, who think, that's brilliant. It got a lot of attention. It got a lot of people thinking and talking. It was provocative. And editorial pages are known for being really boring and dull. This was anything but that.
Isn't this hurting the credibility of the mainstream media in some way, trying to cover a presidential election?
The things that hurt the credibility of mainstream reporters, some of them have been caused by mainstream reporters, but most of them are part of this big picture, we hate the mainstream media. It has nothing to do with what the reporters on the street are doing. So, will this make it harder for them, especially those guys covering the Trump campaign? Sure, probably. But their jobs are pretty hard anyway because Trump hates mainstream reporters. And one of the reasons that he hates them is they hold him accountable for the things that he says that are not true.
Why shouldn't the cynics in us believe that the Boston Globe just did this to sell papers?
The reason that the media has been giving him more and more coverage is because in polls, he's been doing better and better. And the media coverage really started after he started polling so well. So it's unfair to criticize the media for giving him too much coverage. I think Trump is an exceptional candidate and deserves exceptional coverage. And that's what we're seeing.
Should journalists or the public challenge this kind of reporting, or is fake news just part of the landscape now in the media?
Well, so first of all, this wasn't reporting, this was satire. And it's important to note that there is a difference. Yes, fake news is absolutely part of the landscape, and the audience is pretty accustomed to it. The Boston Globe did this as a printed paper, and they made it available as a PDF. But you can't take those individual stories and separate them out and share them the way you can with The Onion or The Daily Show. I think it's brilliant, and I think that we're going to see a lot more of this.
Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, thanks so much for helping us separate fact from prediction.
Thank you, Mary.